Hello, everybody. Once again, I'm here chilling. I just came to the park, decided to come to the park. It's like around 11:30 in the morning, 12 o'clock. I just wanted to get away from the house for a minute. Sometimes we just have to relax and just go away, just clear our heads, or just have times for ourselves, especially if we are very busy and always doing something. So sometimes it's good to have our own little time. And that's when I like to have these segments and have some type of communication with the world, especially just like this in more personal type of form. But I'm excited. They went ahead and these apps went ahead and actually prolonged the time for the articles to be longer than they used to be. They used to be only 5 minutes. Now they are a lot longer, so I can, you know, have a little bit more time to talk and explain some of the things that I want to talk and discuss about. But also want to say, if you haven't subscribed to my podcast, make sure you go ahead and subscribe and turn the notifications on. So every time I have an article, you're able to actually get it right away onto your phone. But what I want to talk today is something that is very important. I would say it's very important for people to look into it, understand the concept behind it, and be able to use the mathematics behind it. Because everything is mathematics, everything is psychology, everything is science. It's a science behind everything we do. Even the way we behave, the way we think, science after science after science. So if you master one science at a time, you get to a point that you start understanding yourself a lot better and be able to tap into your higher self. But anyway, I have heard many times people saying, oh, you know what? The spirits told me that I was going to be rich. The spirits told me I was going to have a great job. The spirits told me they were going to take care of me. The spirits said that they were going to give me a business. The spirits said they were going to give me love. The spirits said they were going to do this, whatever. And at the end of the day, what happened? Nothing happened. It was totally the opposite. Some people go and spend money on spiritual rituals for love, for career, for opportunity, for whatever. And guess what? Nothing happens. So now we got to get deeper into the subject. If the spirit said, which I have experienced people talking about these certain things, and I have seen people just getting up from bed at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, watching Love and Hip Hop, watching, you know, Basketball Wives or whatever they watch, you know, Housewives of Atlanta, whatever, just over there watching TV all day and saying, man, but the spirit keeps saying I'm going to be rich. No, you ain't going to be rich, because you got to get your fat ass up. And you got to get to work, got to get to apply for a job, got to get and try to figure out, oh, man, I don't know how to open up a business, man. Guess what? Google it. Now everything you want to know, you can Google. How can I get a job? How can I do a resume? If you really want to do a business, what's the first step for a business? Now you can Google anything. We don't have an excuse to say we don't know how we're going to do something, because now we can Google it. Or you can Google it in your brain if you're smart enough. If you get deep into your DNA, you can actually use your own encyclopedia and get the answers within yourself if you learn how to meditate. But that's a different topic to talk about. So now you're saying, okay, spirit, I'm doing an offering for you. I'm giving you fruits. I'm giving you whatever. I'm giving you something. I want you to go ahead, please find me a job, something good for me. Find me a business opportunity. Find me love. So you know what? The spirit says, your wish is my command. I'm going to do exactly just that. But my question to you is, are you prepared psychologically to receive that? Because if your psychological form of thinking is not, you ain't going to get it. I don't care who says it. Not even spirit. You got to get to the point, if you ask in spirit, I want love, spirit. I want you to bring me love. I've been single for so long. I haven't been able to find anybody. I want love. But guess what? If you don't love yourself, how are you going to get love? So now you got to work on that before you can even ask Spirit for that. You can say, I want to be rich. I want this. But if your mindset is not right, I don't care what, I don't care who, you ain't going to get it. It's important to know that anything you put your mind into, whatever it is, you got to be able to be prepared with your mind first and your heart. Your heart and your mind. Those two, in order for you to receive whatever you ask in Spirit. I had just a recent situation that it just caught me by surprise. It made me just think how humans think. How us think, because I'm a human too. Well, basically, I don't even know. Maybe I'm an alien. Who knows? Well, who cares? Right now, I think I'm a human. But anyway. And you saying to yourself, it's just hilarious. It pisses me off at the same time. I asked the Spirit for an opportunity. And guess what? Something just came up to me. And I want to know if that's the right thing that I asked Spirit. First of all, you got to understand this, psychologically speaking, because I speak a lot on a psychological level. Psychologically speaking, you say to yourself, if you feel it in your soul that you got a good feeling, remember the heart and the mind. If you feel it in your heart and you feel a good sensation and emotion about it, it is. Why you got to go ask the Spirit to tell you again if it's the right thing for you or not? You wasting their time. So it could be a couple of things could happen. If the Spirit tells you that, and in the back of your mind, you saying, I don't know how I'm going to do it, and you start having all these doubts, self-doubt, and have all these fears. Oh my God, I never done that. I don't know how I'm going to do it. I think I'm scared. I don't know how to start. And you start procrastinating. So guess what? Mr. Procrastinator is going to come and fucks with you. That's right. I call all these demons, I call them by their name. Mr. Procrastinator is going to be one of them. So now if you get deeper into the psychology of things, now self-doubt, Mr. Self-doubt is going to come. Well, Mr. or Mrs., whatever you want to call it, because I know some people are going to be like, how do you know he's a he? But whatever, a he or a she. So that way you don't have to ask. Now, it gets you to the point and that's fine. If you feel good about it, do it. Do it. If you feel good about it and you feel like the Spirit is actually telling you this, go ahead and do it. Don't ask the Spirit again if it's for you or not. I had an incident just recently. A lady came up to me, which I ain't going to say no names, but a lady came up to me and said, you know what? I asked Spirit for an answer. I asked Spirit to show me the person that is going to bring me an opportunity. And guess what? Boom, the person showed up. And guess what she said? I got to do a bow. I got to do sacrifice. I got to find out if this is the right person or not. So you a goddess. How in the hell you call yourself a goddess and you don't even got that intuition within yourself to trust or not trust whatever is coming for you? If you're a goddess or you're a god, automatically you're going to know what's right and you're going to know what's wrong. Stop it. Stop coming up with all these lame excuses. Oh, I don't know. I can't do it. I don't know how. Your mind knows. Your spirit knows. Your heart knows. So when you're getting something to come to you, if the Spirit is telling you're going to be rich and you want to open up a business and that business, you not opening it up, guess what? 20, 30, 40 years down the line, you're going to be like, man, my broke ass never made it rich. Like Spirit said that I was going to do. I don't know even whether I should trust Spirit or not. Well, you should trust Spirit. You shouldn't trust yourself. Because the Spirit, they telling you what they can give you. But at the end of the day, you got the motherfucking pen to your own reality and your own diary. You created. So if somebody tells you, if the Spirit comes and tells you, you know what, you're gonna, I'm gonna give you a good job. a good job. You're going to have a great job. And you go out there and you dress up every morning and you get up and you go ahead and your heart, you're feeling it. You know it. You know the job is there. And you go there and blah, blah, blah. Next thing you know, you're getting calls after calls after calls of offers of giving you great jobs. So now you're saying, you know what? I want to be the CEO of this company. So how? What does it take? Ask Spirit those questions. What does it take for me to get there? And don't wait for no sales and no cars or something unless the person is really equipped to give you that advice to tap into those spirits to be able to tell you exactly what the answer is. You tap into your own consciousness, into your own DNA, into your own genetics. Now that's what you do. And you go and ask the questions you want to ask and the answers will come if you really trust Spirit in what they're saying to you. So this lady went ahead and did all type of sacrifice, all type of things to find out if that was the right business for her. And guess what? Spirit said no. It's not the right business. But you want to know why Spirit said no? The Spirit act funny. Spirit is the type of thing. The Spirit is just like us. Some of us can, we don't have no patience. Well, I'm going to talk for myself. I have no patience. I mean, if I feel stupidity, it's just a stupidity. I have no patience. That's why, you know, you know yourself, and what makes you think spirits are not like that too? So they think just like we do, and they do things in their own whatever ways, frequencies. And we over here, we don't know how to connect with it. So you got to give all these sacrifices and all that, and the spirit's still telling you, no, it's not for you. Because Spirit knows that you ain't ready to receive it. Spirit knows that you don't have the right mindset. Spirit knows your ass is lazy. And spirits know that if they give it to you, you ain't going to do it. So guess what? You're spending your hard-earned money giving spirits things for the spirits to provide you with all this riches and love and all that when you ain't even ready to receive it. If you want love in your life, guess what? Work on yourself and work on that nasty attitude of yours. Oh man, I'm always by myself. Nobody want to be with me. But nobody wants to be with you. Do you want to be with your own self? I never complain about love because I know my attitude is really out of control. Even though I'm a cool ass dude, my attitude is I have no patience. Patience level is zero. So I know why I'm single. But do you know why you're single? I don't care if I am or not, because to be honest with you, I love myself so damn much that at the end of the day, if that happens, fine. If not, it's fine too. But guess what? I'm not going to change who I am. Whoever is going to love me, they're going to love me for who I am. Take it or leave it. You need to start working on yourself first. Work on yourself. Work on your psychology. Work on how you're thinking. Work on how you're behaving. Work on your habits. And guess what? Everything that you ask the spirits is going to provide it for you. So now this lady is going to go back to sleep because when I spoke to her, she had just woke up from a nap in the evening. Who knows what happened? She probably ended up eating a whole box of KFC with extra biscuits. Your ass ain't ready for no damn opportunity. Why are you spending your money? Why are you doing all this sacrifice? Why are you doing all this? Because you're using that as a validation for you not to do what you got to do. Spirits do not give you anything unless you put your own efforts in it. Stop thinking that by you going to Spirit to provide you with whatever dream you got and whatever it is you want in life, Spirit is going to give it to you unless you already received it within yourself and unless you tapping into that reality, and unless you applying the principles that you have to in order for you to get it. People say, how do I know if Spirit's telling me to go for it or not? Spirit already said it's okay, or Spirit gave it to you. If not, Spirit would have never brought it up to you. And if that's not the case, guess what? You just didn't want to pursue it. But that has nothing to do with the Spirit. The Spirit gave you a great opportunity. If you don't do well, that has nothing to do with it. That wasn't for you. You probably just didn't last enough, or you probably just didn't want to work on your craft to perfect whatever you have to better in order for you to actually make it to whatever it is that you want. You want to be a rapper. You want to be a singer. You want to be this. You want to be that. Guess what? Are you out there? Are you hustling? Are you hustling hard? If you know that you can achieve whatever it is that you want just by applying the principles and just knowing by your positivity and in your heart, and you know in the back of your mind that that's possible because you already see yourself there. And you know what? You ain't taking no for an answer. You will be the type of person that you want to be. You would get it all. So when I get upset with somebody and I just don't want to entertain their thinking, I might give you a book. I might give you this. I might, and that's the reason why I'm giving you this knowledge, for you to hear it, for you to learn it, for you to apply it, and you will see your life will change 100%. This is what I have to say today, because it's been bothering me all day. It's been annoying me all day. Because maybe I needed to release this information in order for me to go back and take care of me and take care of the rest of the day. Because now I can relax, because I delivered something that was in my spirit to actually deliver. You are a god. You are a goddess. If the pharaohs back in the day thought like we think now, majority of us think, they wouldn't have all those kingdoms. It would have never been creation from these ancients, not these aliens. All this creation was created by our ancestors. And if you want to go back and call it aliens, whatever you want to call it. But we're talking about our ancestors created everything, the whole universe. Now, before and ever. We are those original masons. We are those gods and goddesses. Start thinking and acting like one. If you want to connect with me, make sure that you follow my Instagram, Voodoo Priest Man, my YouTube, the same. Everything is Voodoo Priest Man, my YouTube. Go ahead and follow my Instagram. And I want to hear what you have to say. I want you to send me a message. Either it is on Facebook, it is on Instagram. Send me a message about this podcast and tell me about how you feel about it. And just put a message on it too, because I hear the messages. I hope that you have been a good day. And go hard in whatever it is that you want. Much love to everybody. Peace. I'll get back at y'all soon. Hello, everybody. Once again, I'm here chilling. I just came to the park, decided to come to the park. It's like around 11:30 in the morning, 12 o'clock. I just wanted to get away from the house for a minute. Sometimes we just have to relax and just go away, just clear our heads. We just have times for ourselves, especially if we are very busy and always doing something. So sometimes it's good to have our own little time. And that's when I like to have these segments and have some type of communication with the world, especially just like this in more personal type of form. But I'm excited. They went ahead and these apps went ahead and actually prolonged the time for the articles to be longer than they used to be. They used to be only 5 minutes. Now they're a lot longer, so I can, you know, have a little bit more time to talk and explain some of the things that I want to talk and discuss about. But also want to say, if you haven't subscribed to my podcast, make sure you go ahead and subscribe and turn the notifications on. So every time I have an article, you're able to actually get it right away onto your phone. But what I want to talk today is something that is very important. I would say it's very important for people to look into it, understand the concept behind it, and be able to use the mathematics behind it. Because everything is mathematics. Everything is psychology. Everything is science. It's a science behind everything we do. Even the way we behave, the way we think, science after science after science. So if you master one science at a time, you get to a point that you start understanding yourself a lot better and be able to tap into your higher self. But anyway, I have heard many times people saying, oh, you know what? The spirits told me that I was going to be rich. The spirits told me I was going to have a great job. The spirits told me they were going to take care of me. The spirits said that they were going to give me a business. The spirits said they were going to give me love. The spirits said they were going to do this, whatever. And at the end of the day, what happened? Nothing happened. It was totally the opposite. Some people go and spend money on spiritual rituals for love, for career, for opportunity, for whatever. And guess what? Nothing happens. So now we got to get deeper into the subject. If the Spirit said, which I have experienced people talking about these certain things, and I have seen people just getting up from bed at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, watching Love and Hip Hop, watching, you know, Basketball Wives or whatever they watch, you know, Housewives of Atlanta, whatever, just over there watching TV all day and saying, man, but the Spirit keeps saying I'm going to be rich. No, you ain't going to be rich, because you got to get your fat ass up and you got to get to work. Got to get to apply for a job. Got to get and try to figure out, oh, man, I don't know how to open up a business, man. Guess what? Google it. Now everything you want to know, you can Google. How can I get a job? How can I do a resume? If you really want to do a business, what's the first step for a business? Now you can Google anything. We don't have an excuse to say we don't know how we're going to do something, because now we can Google it. Or you can Google it in your brain if you're smart enough. If you get deep into your DNA, you can actually use your own encyclopedia and get the answers within yourself if you learn how to meditate. But that's a different topic to talk about. So now you're saying, okay, Spirit, I'm doing an offering for you. I'm giving you fruits. I'm giving you whatever. I'm giving you something. I want you to go ahead. Please find me a job, something good for me. Find me a business opportunity. Find me love. So you know what? The Spirit says, your wish is my command. I'm going to do exactly just that. But my question to you is, are you prepared psychologically to receive that? Because if your psychological form of thinking is not, you ain't going to get it. I don't care who says it. Not even Spirit. You got to get to the point. If you asking Spirit, I want love, Spirit. I want you to bring me love. I've been single for so long. I haven't been able to find anybody. I want love. But guess what? If you don't love yourself, how are you going to get love? So now you got to work on that before you can even ask Spirit for that. You can say, I want to be rich. I want this. But if your mindset is not right, I don't care what, I don't care who, you ain't going to get it. It's important to know that anything you put your mind into, whatever it is, you got to be able to be prepared with your mind first and your heart. Your heart and your mind. Those two, in order for you to receive whatever you ask in Spirit. I had just a recent situation that it just caught me by surprise. It made me just think how humans think, how us think, because I'm a human too. Well, basically, I don't even know. Maybe I'm an alien. Who knows? Well, who cares? Right now, I think I'm a human. But anyway, and you saying to yourself, it's just hilarious. It pisses me off at the same time. I asked the Spirit for an opportunity. And guess what? Something just came up to me. And I want to know if that's the right thing that I asked Spirit. First of all, you got to understand this, psychologically speaking, because I speak a lot on a psychological level. Psychologically speaking, you say to yourself, if you feel it in your soul that you got a good feeling, remember the heart and the mind. If you feel it in your heart and you feel a good sensation and emotion about it, it is. Well, you got to go ask the Spirit to tell you again if it's the right thing for you or not. You wasting their time. So it could be a couple of things could happen. If the Spirit tells you that, and in the back of your mind, you're saying, I don't know how I'm going to do it, and you start having all these doubts, self-doubt, and have all these fears. Oh my God, I never done that. I don't know how I'm going to do it. I think I'm scared. I don't know how to start. And you start procrastinating. So guess what? Mr. Procrastinator It's going to come and fucks with you. That's right. I call all these demons, I call them by their name. Mr. Procrastinator is going to be one of them. So now if you get deeper into the psychology of things, now self-doubt, Mr. Self-Doubt is going to come. Well, Mr. or Mrs., whatever you want to call it, because I know some people are going to be like, how do you know he's a he? But whatever, a he or a she. So that way you don't have to ask. Now, it gets you to the point and that's fine. If you feel good about it, do it. Do it. If you feel good about it and you feel like the spirit is actually telling you this, go ahead and do it. Don't ask the spirit again if it's for you or not. I had an incident just recently. A lady came up to me, which I ain't going to say no names, but a lady came up to me and said, you know what? I asked spirit for an answer. I asked spirit to show me the person that is going to bring me an opportunity. And guess what? Boom, the person showed up. And guess what she said? I got to do a bow. I got to do sacrifice. I got to find out if this is the right person or not. So you a goddess. How in the hell you call yourself a goddess and you don't even got that intuition within yourself to trust or not trust whatever is coming for you? If you're a goddess or you're a god, automatically you're going to know what's right and you're going to know what's wrong. Stop it. And stop coming up with all these lame excuses. Oh, I don't know. I can't do it. I don't know how. Your mind knows. Your spirit knows. Your heart knows. So when you're getting something to come to you, if the spirit is telling you're going to be rich and you want to open up a business and that business, you not opening it up, guess what? 20, 30, 40 years down the line, you're going to be like, man, my broke ass never made it rich. Like spirit said that I was going to do. I don't know even whether I should trust spirit or not. Well, you should trust spirit. You shouldn't trust yourself. Because the spirits, they telling you what they can give you. But at the end of the day, you got the motherfucking pen to your own reality and your own diary. You created. So if somebody tells you, if the spirit comes and tells you, you know what, I'm going to give you a good job. A good job. You're going to have a great job. And you go out there and you dress up every morning and you get up and you go ahead and your heart, you feeling it. You know it. You know the job is there. And you go there and blah, blah, blah. Next thing you know, you're getting calls after calls after calls of offers of giving you great jobs. So now you're saying, you know what, I want to be the CEO of this company. So what does it take? Ask spirit those questions. What does it take for me to get there? And don't wait for no shells and no cars or something unless the person is really equipped to give you that advice to tap into those spirits to be able to tell you exactly what the answer is. You tap into your own consciousness, into your own DNA, into your own genetics. Now that's what you do. And you go and ask the questions you want to ask and the answers will come if you really trust spirit in what they're saying to you. So this lady went ahead and did all type of sacrifice, all type of things to find out if that was the right business for her. And guess what? Spirit said no. It's not the right business. But you want to know why spirit said no? The spirit act funny. Spirit is the type of thing. The spirit is just like us. Some of us we don't have no patience. Well, I'm going to talk for myself. I have no patience. I mean, if I feel stupidity, it's just a stupidity. I have no patience. That's why, you know, you know yourself, and what makes you think spirits are not like that too? So they think just like we do, and they do things in their own whatever ways, frequencies. And we over here, we don't know how to connect with it. So you got to give all these sacrifices and all that, and the spirit's still telling you, no, it's not for you. Because spirit knows that you ain't ready to receive it. Spirit knows that you don't have the right mindset. Spirit knows your ass is lazy. And spirits know that if they give it to you, you ain't going to do it. So guess what? You spending your hard-earned money giving spirits things for the spirits to provide you with all this riches and love and all that when you ain't even ready to receive it. If you want love in your life, guess what? Work on yourself and work on that nasty attitude of yours. Oh, man, I'm always by myself. Nobody want to be with me. But nobody wants to be with you. Do you want to be with your own self? I never complain about love because I know my attitude is really out of control. Even though I'm a cool-ass dude, my attitude is I have no patience. Patience level is zero. So I know why I'm single. But do you know why you're single? I don't care if I am or not, because to be honest with you, I love myself so damn much that at the end of the day, if that happens, fine. If not, it's fine too. But guess what? I'm not going to change who I am. Whoever is going to love me, they're going to love me for who I am. Take it or leave it. You need to start working on yyourself first. Work on yourself. Work on your psychology. Work on how you're thinking. Work on how you're behaving. Work on your habits. And guess what? Everything that you ask the spirits is going to provide it for you. So now this lady is going to go back to sleep, because when I spoke to her, she had just woke up from a nap in the evening. Who knows what happened? She probably ended up eating a whole box of KFC with extra biscuits. Your ass ain't ready for no damn opportunity. Why are you spending your money? Why are you doing all this sacrifice? Why are you doing all this? Because you're using that as a validation for you not to do what you got to do. Spirits do not give you anything unless you put your own efforts in it. Stop thinking that by you going to spirit to provide with whatever dream you got and whatever it is you want in life, spirit is going to give it to you unless you already received it within yourself, and unless you tapping into that reality, and unless you applying the principles that you have to in order for you to get it. People say, how do I know if spirit's telling me to go for it or not? Spirit already said it's okay, or spirit gave it to you. If not, spirit would have never brought it up to you. And if that's not the case, guess what? You just didn't want to pursue it. But that has nothing to do with the spirit. The spirit gave you a great opportunity. If you don't do well, that has nothing to do with it. That wasn't for you. You probably just didn't last enough, or you probably just didn't want to work on your craft to perfect whatever you have to better in order for you to actually make it to whatever it is that you want. You want to be a rapper. You want to be a singer. You want to be this. You want to be that. Guess what? Are you out there? Are you hustling? Are you hustling hard? If you know that you can achieve whatever it is that you want just by applying the principles and just knowing by your positivity and in your heart, and you know in the back of your mind that that's possible because you already see yourself there, and you know what? You ain't taking no for an answer. You will be the type of person that you want to be. You will get it all. So when I get upset with somebody and I just don't want to entertain their thinking, I might give you a book. I might give you this. And that's the reason why I'm giving you this knowledge, for you to hear it, for you to learn it, for you to apply it, and you will see your life will change 100%. This is what I had to say today, because it's been bothering me all day. It's been annoying me all day, because maybe I needed to release this information in order for me to go back and take care of me and take care of the rest of the day. Because now I can relax, because I delivered something that was in my spirit to actually deliver. You are a god. You are a goddess. If the pharaohs back in the day thought like we think now, majority of us think, they wouldn't have all those kingdoms. It would have never been creation from these ancients, not these aliens. All this creation was created by our ancestors. And if you want to go back and call it aliens, whatever you want to call it. But we're talking about our ancestors created everything, the whole universe. Now, before and ever. We are those original masons. We are those gods and goddesses. Start thinking and acting like one. If you want to connect with me, make sure that you follow my Instagram, Voodoo Priest Man, my YouTube, the same. Everything is Voodoo Priest Man, my YouTube. Go ahead and follow my Instagram. And I want to hear what you have to say. I want you to send me a message. Either it is on Facebook, it is on Instagram. Send me a message about this podcast and tell me about how you feel about it. And just put a message on it too, because I hear the messages. I hope that you're having a good day. And go hard in whatever it is that you want. Much love to everybody. Peace. I'll get back at y'all soon.